Let's do a chart review. Today is the 4th of October. This is Texas Emergency Hospital. Date of visit 10/4/2022, Dr. Wagner. First patient is KW, 21-year-old young lady, comes in after she took a fall and had laceration to her leg from a barbed wire, B-A-R-B-E-D wire. Patient also is pregnant. The Dr. Wagner mentions nothing about pregnancy. The nurses are the ones that say she's pregnant. And because she was having abdominal cramps, somebody got a quantitative HCG, but Dr. Wagner never mentioned it. He did close the laceration with proline, but there's no explanation as why a pregnancy test was obtained and what he told the patient regarding cramping after a fall. Again, chart looks incomplete and sloppy. Patient was called. She did not answer. Next patient is a GM, 18-year-old young lady, hit her head with a ceiling fan, complained of dizziness, CT scan was negative, diagnosed with scalp contusion. Doing well now, family was happy with the care. Next patient is SS, 4-year-old child, fell and cut the inside of her lip. No sutures were applied. It's healing nicely. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is MS, 3-year-old child with bump on the back of the head, consistent with lymphadenopathy, started on Amoxil for otitis media, doing well. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is EF, 17-month-old with gash on the left toe. It appeared minor per Dr. Wagner, contusion and minor laceration diagnosed. The family was happy with the care. It's already healing nicely. Next patient is DM, 4-year-old child with left shoulder pain, x-rays negative, diagnosed with contusion after a fall at home. I left a message for mom to call me back. Next patient is WS, 58-year-old male with stomach pain, dizziness. Patient, Dr. Wagner ordered CBC, CNP, urinalysis, CT. CT showed constipation. Treated the patient with Zofran, Toradol, and fentanyl. Creatinine was 2.2. There's no mention of it in the chart. Chart looks incomplete. Patient left the wrong phone number in the emergency room, so I was not able to get a hold of the patient. Toradol is contraindicated in stage 3-4 renal failure. But again, there was no mention that there's no indication that Dr. Wagner saw the information. Also, nothing was given to patient to take home medication-wise. Again, chart looks incomplete and sloppy. Okay, that's it for now on that one. Thank you.